The Possibility Path Program, a life coaching program based on Book 1, A Field of Possibilities through Janine Prue, in tune with the World Collective Consciousness, bringing possibilities to reality. Week 7. This is your guided visual meditation for Chapter 7, Personal Responsibility and the DVR, entitled Cleaning Up Your Personal DVR. Let us begin. Take a deep breath. Relax your shoulders, your arms, your legs, all the way down your feet. Connecting your feet deep, deep, deep down into Mother Earth. Take another deep breath and feel your head go back down the back of your spine. All the way down to the base of your spine. Bringing your shoulders back down to your arms. Relaxing. Your torso straightening and relaxing at the same time. Feeling the strength within your body. Fully relaxed and let go. You see before you the idea of your own personal DVR or VCR, depending on what age you happen to be. This recording device of all the ideas and possible realities you could have, should have, would have, didn't, might, maybe one day, laying there before you. Perhaps you see them laid out as images. Perhaps you see them in a field or floating before you. Or you just know that they're all there waiting. The idea behind this, they don't have to be all of your ideas. You know how someone we love says, oh, you got to see this show, you would love it. Oh, you got to watch this movie. Those also exist within our own personal DVR. But in our lives, they are not shows, they are not movies, they are not books or plays. They are simply ideas. When you were a young child and you were asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? What was your answer to that question? That answer lies in your DVR. Sometimes we live out that question, sometimes we don't. Because the answers change with the potentials and the probables and the realities that we end up living, either by choice or by circumstance. But today we're going to do a little cleaning. We're going to clean up the DVR. To do that first, just kind of scan through. You don't even need to see what they are entitled or think about what they are. We're going to ask yourself, your highest and most wisest self, what is one thing? One idea for your possible probable in your life, something you want to work on, do, think about in the next year, in the next time of your life, in this growth stage of your life. What steps forward? Who steps forward? Sometimes it's a person, Sometimes it's a story, a career, project, creative project. Sometimes it's something you haven't thought about in a long time, or something you forgot was even there, didn't know was there. Ask for insight. What is one idea that would be beneficial for you to be doing within the next near future? A storyline for you to live out, a show for you to watch. What comes to mind? Just go with it. If nothing comes right now, no worries. Later on, as you process, as you think about it, things will come up. Just sit with it. When we choose one thing, what happens is we have to not choose many other things. When we choose one person to love and to marry, we choose not to love and marry many other people, usually. We choose one job, we choose not 100 other jobs. We choose one town, one house, etc., etc. We only have so many hours in the day, and so when we choose one thing, sometimes one thing we choose like children takes up the rest of our lives. But when we choose one thing, we end up having to table, put on the back burner, put in the DVR, a whole bunch of other things. Those things can weigh us down, can hold us back, make us feel guilty, drain us. Sometimes we don't have a choice. Sometimes it's taken away from us, those choices. To live those other realities. Cleaning up means letting go of the idea that we can, should, would, or will be or do these other things. And being okay with not knowing what it would be like. What that show's all about, what the ending is, the plot twists are. Letting go of it can be really difficult. So today we're just going to ask for a few easy ones. Ask right now for a couple of things that you could let go of pretty easy. Always start with the easy stuff. Get it out of the way. What are some ideas? Some thoughts you had about what you wanted to do with your life? Some ideas that would be pretty easy to just let go of. It's okay. Not going to get done this lifetime. No big deal. It's okay to let it go now. You got other things to do. Other places to be, other people to see. It's okay. What are a couple easy ones? Maybe just one comes to mind. Maybe you just sit with it. Maybe you've already given up a lot and been okay with it. Maybe you're working on giving up those ideas. Those ideas of who you could have been, who you would have been if only. If only this hadn't happened. What could you have been? If only you weren't. If only your body wasn't. If only that person didn't. letting go of those means you can move forward. Until you let go of some of those, moving forward is very difficult. Pressing play is very difficult on the ones that are calling to you. On the new ones that are calling to you that you don't even know exist yet, that have not yet even been created. We can come up with 1,000 things to do with our lives as each stage of our life progresses. Letting go of just a few gives you some space, gives you some freedom to find some new things. Who you are as a person grows and changes with every passing year, and doing things like this accelerates the process. So know that there will be many new things coming. Better things sometimes, greater things, things that are more right for the authentic you. Sometimes those things are things that we did love as a children, that we did want to be in childhood. Come back full circle. Sometimes there were things that we never, ever thought we would ever do. And yet we end up finding out that it's the perfect thing for us, the perfect story for us, the perfect experience to have in that moment. The world is wide open. Cleaning up your personal idea bank, your DVR, the possibilities for your life, grieving them, letting them go, is crucial in being able to move forward, being able to see the new possibilities for your life. Take a deep breath, and as you come back to this room and the sounds of this room and the sound of my voice, sit with some of the ideas and know that this one will take some time to process, possibly. The ideas may come in the days and the weeks and the months to come, as they always do. And know that wherever you are, and whomever you are, and whatever body you find yourself in this stage of your life, is exactly where you are. It may be where you're meant to be. You may tell yourself it's what's best for you. No matter the story you put on it, accepting that this is what you got, this is what you have to work with, this is what you have, good and bad, in whatever perspective you put on it, to deal with right now, right here. And letting go of anything that no longer suits you, like old clothes in the closet, just get rid of them. Gives you some space, some freedom to open up to the new possibilities that lie ahead. Take another deep breath, come back to this room, roll your shoulders, wiggle your fingers and your toes, and when you are ready, record your experience.